In a spirit of deep gratitude, we begin our month of journey with Stewardship Sunday, the kickoff to our annual pledge drive. And what a journey we are on while we're out of our building. A sojourn, you might even say, a brief stay somewhere other than home. But is that what we're saying full steam ahead to, the theme for our pledge drive being full steam ahead? To get this, we're saying full steam ahead, let's get this transitional part over and done with as quickly as possible and just get back to being comfortable in our own space. No, I want to say full steam ahead to the real journey that we are all on, the larger, longer journey that we were on well before we thought we should expand our building, and the journey that we'll continue on long after we're nice and settled into our own space again. As Lydia wrote in her stewardship letter, which of course you've all read very thoroughly by now, she says, the congregation is not the building. What the fellowship is just that, a fellowship, a community, a group of people caring for each other and caring for the wider community, regardless of where they meet or even when they meet. So let's avoid having what you might call an edifice complex. It is, shall we say, bad form to mistake the building for what the fellowship really is. Not unlike how it's wrong to mistake the minister for the ministry of the congregation. Now, don't get me wrong, having a professional minister helps a ton, as does having a functional building. You all know this. But it's important to emphasize that the ministry, the real core of what the fellowship is what the community does. Given this, I suggest to you that being out of the building is not a detour on a larger journey, but it is an opportunity to strip away any misconceptions that the building is the fellowship, and instead see the continuous congregation that's always operating underneath, if you will. Lydia and I share a favorite theological ploy used by 19th century Unitarian minister Theodore Parker. He talked about the transient and the permanent in Christianity. In this case, we're asking you to think about the transient and the permanent in congregational life. Especially those of you who have been around since before this congregation even moved to the Series Drive building, you know that the building is transient, impermanent, and likely to change. If this fellowship continues for another 100 years or more, as I know that it will, there will probably be at least one more renovation or expansion somewhere in there. And of course, there will be several different ministers serving you over the next century. The who of any individual minister or even member, and the where of any particular building, those are firmly in the transient of congregational life. The permanent, however, that is what you all do. That's the ministry, the mission. It's the love and the care that I've seen you all show for each other through times both difficult and joyous. It's the need in a broken and hurting world for voices of compassion and justice. And we know that need is not going away anytime soon. So come, let us celebrate the opportunity to work together to transform ourselves and our world and explore how we will fulfill the deep call and mission of our faith. Full steam ahead. Let's bring our ship to the next level of commitment of being a center for spiritual exploration and justice making.